So we're doing Rambam is in Rosh Shmuel Nafash Zion Hey. Okay, I mean, it's based upon the Gemara, but you know we could do it independently. So it's a very difficult Rambam. Hopefully we'll be able to understand it. So he says like this. He says Rotzeach Shaharag Bishgaga Bir Miklato. So if a Rotzeach kills Bishogig in Ari Miklat, so he's already in Ari Miklat and he kills Bishogig, Zion Hay. So Gola Bamishkun Oshkola. So he goes to Golas, he goes from one neighborhood of the Ari Miklat to the other neighborhood, to a different neighborhood. Vino Yotzim in here is not allowed to leave the city because he's already confined to the city because he killed there, so he's not allowed to leave. So apparently it's confined as Golas, even though you're not going to a different city. You're just going to a small neighborhood within the same city. No, second time. Still can Zion, hey. So even though he's going to, apparently he has a shame galus if you go from one shchuna, one neighborhood, to a different neighborhood. Right? That's defined as galus. You're exiled from your neighborhood, and you're ending up in a different neighborhood, and that other neighborhood happens to be an army miklat, so everything's good. Right? But he can't go to a different city, because he's not allowed to leave, or this army miklat. Right? So apparently that has a shame galus. Okay, shchuna l'shchuna, neighborhood, small neighborhood, small neighborhood, it has a din of galus. Okay? Fine. That's not the problem. Uben Levi shaharag b'medinaso. So if a Ben Levi kills in his city, gola l'medina acheres mehar levim. So he goes, he has to run into a different Ari Meklat, a different year living. Okay? He can't use the Shchuna Shchuna method. He can't stay in his city and go to a different small neighborhood for some reason. Okay? And as a regular guy who's in Ari Meklat and he kills a Shogeg, again, he's a guy who's already killed once in Ari Meklat, kills Shogeg, he can't leave Ari Meklat, so he goes to a small neighborhood. Yes. Halacha Hay. Zion Hay.
Yeah, but when. The Rambam uses this word Medina. Does it mean,
I don't know,
region or strictly city?
I'm assuming city. Yeah. So
I explained the other day why I asked him.
Yeah, yes. So a regular guy has an option. He's Yotze Galus simply by going to one from one neighborhood to a different neighborhood within the same city. So why can't a Levi do that if he kills in his city? Go to a different neighborhood within that same city, but he can't, in general. So that's a question we have to answer. He can't do that. He has to go to a different city, a different army club.
Well, maybe the other guy has to go, but he can't because he's not allowed
well,
to leave.
So he can't.
That's why Levi doesn't.
Yeah, but he can't. I mean, if the halacha of Galus is that you have to go to a different city, so then say the regular guy can't do it.
That's right, he can't. That's why.
But then don't do it altogether. Then what is that? That's not an Aramaic, that's not a Golas.
What are we saying now?
He's saying he's a regular guy who kills inside, who's inside of his city, inside Ari Meklat. He already killed once, he's in Ari Meklat. Now he kills again Meshogeg. Now he kills again Meshogeg. So what happens? So the halacha is, you don't say, look, you can't go to Golas, tough break, he's already in Golas. You don't say that. Rather, what do you say? He has to go to, he goes like a mini galus. He goes from one neighborhood of the Ari Miklat to another neighborhood of the Ari Miklat. Right? But a Levi who kills in Ari Miklat, in his Ari Miklat, his Yer Levim, it's not enough for him to just run to another shchuna. Rather, he has to run to an entirely different city. So the question is, if it's good enough for the regular guy, why isn't it good enough for the Levi? Manoshach, does that have a shame of galus, or does it not have a shame of galus? You say it sort of has a shame of galus, but I mean, on the surface, either it works or it doesn't work.
Considered
a galus? It doesn't have a shame of galus for a Levi. A Levi can't do that. He has to run to an entirely different city. It's not enough to do this minor move.
We don't know why. We just
right. We don't know.
This is
the fact.
The halacha, right?
Yes. Right.
Just to clarify, the six Arei Miklat, three
yes.
on each side of the Yarden, that's for ordinary people. But for the Levi'im, Ben Levi, any of the Arei Levi'im, any one of the 42 would be...
For everyone that works. For everyone. Yes, for everyone, any of the other landmarks.
Even apart, separate from those six Arei Miklat.
Yes.
So if Ben Yisroel goes to city number 10, which is not one of the six Arei Miklat,
it works.
Connected.
Yes, as long as he does it with dust to protect him.
And how is that established that he had dust? He announces
Something like that.
To be Ziklei Ha'ir.
Something like that.
When he arrives.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's what he's saying. So the Levi, it doesn't have this, let's call it like a mini galus. Like the regular guy who kills in galus, he can't go to a different Arei Miklat, so he could do like a mini galus, which means he goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. But the Levi who kills in Arei Miklat, he can't do the mini galus. He has to do a bigger galus, basically, to another year. So again, one question is Manushach, either a mini galus is a din of galus or it doesn't? Okay. Then it says like this. The Lefi, also, why does he have to go to a different Ir Levi? It says, Lefi shekulan koltos, kamoshi is buyer, because they all work to provide protection, as I explained. Right, they all work. So since they all work to protect him, so he has to leave, he has to go to a different one. I mean, it's not clear why that's relevant, but that's what he says. So that doesn't exactly follow, I should say that. But whatever, he does. Okay. Then he says, "V'im arag chutz me'orei halavim u'barach le'iro." And if he kills, oh no, oh, my phone is just calling people. Yeah, okay. If he kills outside of the Arei Levim, and then he runs to his city, then harizei kolto. Then it works. So again, if he kills, he's on vacation. And he kills somewhere else. Then he's allowed to run to his city and do this mini galus. Okay, then he could do that. He could run back to his city and go to the little different shkuna within his city. And that's the problem. So how does that work? Is if he's in his city. Well, why not? You mean let him just run and stay in his house? Well, he can't go home. That's one. He can't go to his house. That's not galus to go home. That's all I'm learning. So you can't be that he means you just go back home, run home. You're on vacation, you kill, just go home and stay home. That's what kind of galus is that?
Why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't that work?
Why wouldn't it be galus? Because what galus means, you leave your dira. Here you're a dira, your dira is not home. You happen to go into the supermarket and you kill someone in the supermarket and then you just go home. That's not bringing your dira. That's not galus. Galus, it's a galus, it would seem, is from your makam dira. You move. Not just that you run. You run home. Well, God, that's not galus. Galus, it would seem, galus goes from where you live, not from where you happen to do the action of killing. Right? So who cares where you happen to kill? Right? Who cares where you happen to be when you kill? That shouldn't be relevant.
Saying, well, your deer is protecting you.
Yes.
Right? Where you are is protecting, like that. So you still retain that once when you kill somebody now. So what is like this? What is the factor that's here that's basically...
Hey, it's the Vigola. Right, in other words, a regular Levi has a Chiyuv of Galus. So you kill in your city, so it's true he's in Arei Miklat, and maybe they're not going to let the Goldam in there, but he's chayav to go to Galus. What does Galus mean? Galus means go to exile.
Right.
So when he go to exile, he has to go to a different city. Right? Yeah. Now, could he do the miniature Galus within his city? No, he can't. Why? I don't know, but he can't. Apparently, that's not defined as Galus for him. Right?
But it's not so...
Right, so again, so he's allowed to do, normally a Levi's not allowed to do the mini galus. He has to go to a different city, because that's what galus is for him. But if he kills outside of his city, right, he's on vacation for whatever, and he kills outside of his city, then it's sufficient for him to run back to his city and do the miniature galus. But the question is, why should that matter? Who cares where he kills? Shouldn't be relevant at all. Who cares where he kills?
Right.
If he kills outside of his home city, then he's allowed to do this miniature galus.
Right.
But if he kills inside of his home city, he's not allowed to. Why should that matter? Yeah, it seems irrelevant. Right, so it's like a twofold question. First of all, why is a Levi different than a regular guy who kills in galus? regular guy who kills in galus, shchuna shchuna, neighborhood to neighborhood, works. A regular Levi who kills in our mikla, in his year Levi, it doesn't work to go neighborhood to neighborhood. Rather, he has to leave the city altogether. Why is there a difference? And secondly, if you're telling me that it doesn't work by a Levi, I could understand that. But then yet you say if he happens to kill outside of his city, then he could use that regular plan of neighborhood to neighborhood. What's the difference where he happens to kill? Why is that? Has that anything
to
do with it? What?
Yeah, he's still
the same Dira, he's still a Levi, he still lives in this thing. Who cares where he happens to do the action of killing? Dira should be relative to your Makom Dira, not to where you happen to do the killing. Right? Dira Gullus means you leave your home. It doesn't mean you just leave where you happen to kill from. You're chopping wood in the forest. The Gullus doesn't mean you run away from the forest. It means you run away from your home, you pick up your dwelling. Rambam is, like, the Rambam presumably is based on a Gemara, because one Gemara says that he has to go to a different city. Another Gemara says if he goes to his city, it works. So the Rambam will say it depends. If he kills outside, he has to go to a different city. If he kills inside. No, it's the Rambam's resolution of a Gemara, but I mean, the Gemara doesn't say anything about this all, about this thing. Okay. So this is an answer from a Chavrusa Rabbi Shemuel. So the answer is like this. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but you know, you need a chiddush. The one small step. Two small steps. But the main idea is that, according to the Rambam, part of galus is running for your life from the galadam. Okay? Part of galus. It's not just moving day. It's like running away from the Gol Adam, escaping for your life. That's part of the Gullus, is running away. You're exposed to being killed, and you're running to shelter. Klita, shelter from the guy who's going to kill you. That's like part of Gullus. Okay? Okay, so therefore what? So now if the Levi kills in his city, so he's in Ari Miklat, he's safe. So now what's going to happen? He's going to run to another neighborhood within the same Aramiklat? That's not... it's true, it might have a din of galus, but there's no running away from anybody. He's already safe, because he's already in the Ari Levium, and he's going to still be in the Ari Levium, so there's no risks, there's no running away. So what he has to do is he has to run to a different Ari Levium. He's going to have to run outside and run away for his life. Okay? He's going to have to run away for his life. But if he kills outside, so now he's susceptible to being killed by the Gol Adam, right there, because he's outside. So now he has to run to, and then he could run to his town. And where's his galus? He'll go to another shkuna within his galus.
He still has to have the galus part.
Yes, he still has to have the galus part. Because you need galus. Galus means you're moving. You're moving. But part of the moving must involve for your life, because your life is on the line. So you're running away to somewhere in order to get safe. So here, he has to be exiled. Part of his exile, he's running to this other shruna, and the guy's going to be able to get him until that happens. Right? He's part of his chase. He's going to chase him down. So then you could say that could work. But if he kills within the Ari Miklat itself, or within the Ari Levium itself, so then he's not going to be able to do that. Because now for him to run to another neighborhood, there's not going to be any risks, any running away from anybody. There's no anybody. He's already in the Ari Levium. So you'll ask me a big question. Yes, exactly. So the question that Yaakov asks is, so what about a regular guy who kills in Ari Miklat? So he can't go to another city because he's not allowed to leave. But how is it then of galus then? Right? He's not allowed to leave, that I understand. He's not allowed to. But like, so say, look, don't do galus. Right?
Stay where he is?
Stay where whatever. I don't know. If you're saying, as according to the Rambam, that's part of what Ari Miklat is, part of galus means running for your life, escaping from somebody, so then how does it work for the other guy to do shkon shkon? It doesn't have that dimension.
Yeah, but it's another, you can say that another part of galus, another part of it is also that he has to change thoughts.
Yes. Oh, so you mean you could say, look, Enoch Nami, he's lacking a part, but he has one part. So a Levi could have both parts.
Right.
So he has to do both. But if he's outside, he has both. If he's inside, he's chayev to go the other way, so he has both. So you mean it's not necessary, it's just recommended. It's a kiyam in the galus or something like that. Okay, you could say that. Or you could say, I want to think about that, but you could say what?
How could you say that, though? It's not something that's really like...
Well, that's what the tricky part is. That's the tricky part. You have to say that it's like a lachachila or something. You should have it, but it's not an akiv. And it's a little shaky, but perhaps it's possible to say. The other way you could say it is like this, and let me think about this, is that the Levies, there's such a thing, and this is your first offense, second offense. If you're already in Gullus, and Dr. J mentioned something like this yesterday, if you're already in Gullus and you kill again, then the halacha is you further your original Gullus. It's not like a new Gullus, but it's like a furtherance of the original Gullus. So since your original Gullus was you ran away from the Gol Adam, and there is a Gol Adam chasing you, now you kill again, now you're just furthering the original Gullus. Now you're further relegating yourself to a shchuna, to a new neighbor, to a neighbor within the Aryeh Mikra.
Like you're confining yourself.
Confining yourself further. Now you'll say, but does it have a din of Gullus from the guy? Yeah, because the first one did, and this isn't a brand new Gullus. The second Gullus is a furtherance of the original one. So you really have the original Gol Adam, so your shame Gullus still is tied into the original, to the murderer. But by a Levi, there is no original Gullus. A Levi, it's his first time he kills, so now if he's just going to run within his city, then there's no Gol Adam. The idea of extension is because Gullus means you're exiled. So the guy's in exile, that's what it is. It's not a new exile, it's a furtherance of his original exile. He's in exile and he's further confined. It's true he killed a new person, but it's like the guy's already in exile. So now you don't say he's a brand new exile, you see he's not leaving the city, he can't leave the city. Yes, but this is not, if it's a brand new exile, then you're right, you have to be running away. But this guy's already in exile. So you say, what does he do now? I'm already in exile, I want to kill, what am I supposed to do? So you say, well, further your exile. But just because, that doesn't mean, just because in the essential exile it demands that you're running away from somebody, doesn't mean in the extension of it you need that dimension, because it's an extension of the original one. The original one has that idea of running away. So it already is you're not creating a new shame of exile. Makes sense. What I'm saying is that if Gullus is a compound idea, and it involves running for your life, so then to say that a guy could just be Yotze Gullus without that, then what do you mean? That's not Gullus. Gullus involves that. But if you say he already did a Gullus, which is a full Gullus, and now he has to further that Gullus, so you could say that just by furthering one aspect of it, it's a furtherance of his Gullus. It's an extended Gullus. See, that's what I'm saying is the way the Rambam learns Halach of Shchuna L'Shchuna, by a regular guy it's not such a simple halacha. I mean, you say, look, you're already in Aryeh Meklat, so you kill b'shar yeg, look, you're already there, you're in Aryeh Meklat. But the Rambam saying is you can't let a guy just already there, so the halacha is he has to further his exile. It would be like a guy goes to jail, and then if he goes to jail, he does bad behavior in jail, and they put him solitary. You know, so it's like a furtherance of his sentence. So there's an idea of a furtherance of a thing. But a furtherance, the requirements of a furtherance is not the same as the creation of the thing itself. So what I'm saying is that although he doesn't have the Gol Adam, but he does have the Gol Adam from the original time, and he's running, he's going further in, so it's a furtherance of the original Gullus.
Why do you want
shelter? Otherwise it's not a shelter. I'm saying, I guess it's like this, is that the idea, maybe it's better, is like, the idea is it's a shelter. That's what Aryeh Meklat is. Now, if no one's chasing you... Right. Right. I'm saying is the idea is it's a shelter.
Right.
The idea of Aryeh Meklat means you're running to shelter.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're outside of Aryeh Meklat, and now you're basically, the guy's going to kill you, now you're running to a shelter. But if a Levi lives in his city, and now he kills, and then he just moves to a different part of town, it's not a shelter. Shelter means that he's taking refuge somewhere, taking shelter, but there's no shelter, there's no one's could kill him, he's in Aryeh Meklat, he's already safe, there's no din of a shelter, it's not Miklat. But if he runs to a different Aryeh Meklat, then you say he's taking shelter, because he goes out there in the open, and then, right, but a guy who's already done Aryeh Meklat, he's already ran, and it's a shelter, now the halacha is he has to go further into his shelter, but already has a din of a shelter vis-a-vis him, so he's just going further. He's going to go a little further. But maybe the point is that it has to be a miklat. If for a Levi to go within his neighborhood, there's no din miklat. Miklat means it's a shelter.
Why is it?
Well, shelter is no shelter. He's not a shelter. Shelter means that you're at risk. You're at risk, and that's why you're running to shelter. So if Levi kills in his city, now he's totally safe. No one can kill him. Goldon can't get him. Now what are you going to say? Relocate to the other side of town. Okay, that's, then he's also safe. There's no shelter. It doesn't have to have a shelter. He's just relocating in Arim Miklat. But if he runs to another Arim Miklat, the second he gets out, now the guy's on his tail, and now he's getting to the other Miklat. Now he's taking shelter. So part of the idea of Arim Miklat is you're taking shelter in the Arim Miklat. That's what the Galus is. It's taking shelter in the Arim Miklat. You mean if he kills killed one, so he ran to this city, this is Arim Miklat.
So
now he runs, heals again, so now he has to kill further. And it is a Miklat, because it's a shelter because of his first death.
I just don't like this extension.
Yeah, no, this is the idea is that he already, once he runs into the Arim Miklat, so now this is an Arim Miklat visit him.
Right.
He's living there, Betoras Klita. So now he does a deal, Galus, he's doing Galus in the Arim Miklat.
That's fine. That's the
and it is Miklat.
Yeah.
Right, but the Levi is living there, has nothing to do with Miklat. So now what's he going to do? Just move in the same place as not in the Miklat. But if he kills outside, so then he's in danger, and now he'll run to his city, and that renders his city into a Miklat, because that's where he's getting shelter from it. He's not just running to it as a city,
right.
He's running to it as a Miklat.
Right.
Now he has to relocate in that city, because he needs it to be Gola.
Isn't that
too cool? I don't have a problem with saying this. I have a problem saying is you have to do a Gola to a near Miklat. That's the best way. So do Gola to a near Miklat. Right, and as the regular guy, since it's already an Ir Miklat for him, he's living there and it's an Ir Miklat, he took shelter there. So now he has to be Gola in the Ir Miklat, and it's already an Ir Miklat. So now he'll just be Gola, it's a different part of it. And you know what you say, it's a din of Ir Miklat. The only problem is that a Levi who lives in his city is not defined as Ir Miklat. He's not living there as a Miklat. It has nothing to do with Miklat, it's just his city. Just Arvim. Now what's he gonna live? He can move to another part of the city? There's no Miklat. The way he gets a din Miklat is because he goes out and now he's escaping from somebody who's chasing him. Then it has a din of Gola Lari Miklat. So it's Miklat for him because of the risk. But if the guy already killed once and he's in there, so he's in there because this is his shelter. So now he goes to another part of it, it's still in a shelter. It's still a shelter for him. Because that's shelter because he goes out there. The guy. So it has a din of a shelter because of his original running makes it, renders it into a shelter for him. But a regular Levi killed in his city, you don't say it's a Miklat because if he would leave, the guy could get him. Because if he just starts out there and he lives there, you don't say it is defined as a shelter because you say you're not allowed to leave. That's not a shelter. Shelter has to be, there's a reality of the Gol Adam. By the way, I mean, the halacha, which...
functional definition.
Right. The shelter emerges. A shelter is always relative to a risk. This idea, shelter is the identity of a klita. Assumes a risk, otherwise it's not a shelter. Shelter means there's a risk. So if he vis-a-vis him, there's no risk because he's not outside and he's totally safe. This is just his hometown. So he moves to another part of his hometown. Levi moves from one part of his hometown to another part of his hometown. That's not a shelter. He's not taking shelter. But if you run to a different area of the Arim Miklat, that's taking shelter. But if he kills outside of the city, now the guy's on his tail, now he runs home, now he's taking shelter in the city. And he has to, but now he has to be Gola, though, to a shelter. So it has to be a Gola. Gola means he's uprooting his Dira. Okay, so let's try for tomorrow the last thing about whether if they want to give him Kavod, that next Mishnah. If they want to give him Kavod in Arim Miklat, he has to tell them no, but if they say, I want to do it anyways, then they accept it. That's the last thing. Okay, so we'll try that for tomorrow.